This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Christina in Bellevue is. Christina, are you there?
Yes.
What's up, Christina? See if she's ready to play. You got to get out of here.
Kind of.
For those playing along at home, Christina will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure.
At what temperature does water freeze?
Pass.
Which state is home to the largest national park in the U.S.?
California.
No.
Wyoming.
No.
Washington.
No. How many drummers has Soundgarden had?
Oh my God. 3.
Yes. Which decade did the first Cannes Film Festival occur?
I'm sorry, what?
Which decade did the first Cannes Film Festival occur?
1940.
Yes. In Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, what stroke did he swim?
Butterfly.
Yes. Globally, how many seas have a color in their name?
I'm sorry, what?
Globally, how many seas have a color in their name?
2.
No.
3.
No.
1.
No. Which Disney movie is set in the fictional town of Agrabah?
Aladdin.
Yes. How old do you have to be to serve in the U.S. Senate?
21.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct.
God, that sucks.
You know what? It could be worse, though. It could be.
Life could always be worse. Yeah, I know.
Oh, Steve, welcome back.
Good to be back.
But are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. At what temperature does water freeze?
32 degrees.
That's it. Which state is home to the largest national park in the U.S.?
If it was Canada, I would say 0 degrees, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which state?
Yeah.
North Dakota.
No.
California.
No.
South Dakota.
No. How many drummers has Soundgarden had?
They have had 2.
No.
3?
Yes. Which decade did the first Cannes Film Festival occur?
Which decade? The 60s?
No.
50s?
No.
40s?
Yes. In Michael Phelps' final Olympic event, what stroke did he swim?
The breaststroke.
No.
The backstroke?
No.
The stroke?
No.
Stroke?
Globally, how many C's have a color in their name?
How many C's? 6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
8.
No. Which Disney movie is set in the fictional town of Agrabah?
Agrabah? Lion King?
No.
Inside Out?
No.
Yeah. Up?
No. How old do you have to be to serve in the U.S. Senate?
35.
No.
18.
No.
21.
No. What is the term for a young shark?
A pup.
Yes! Steve, with that, you got a score of 4, and that's a tie.
Wow.
4-4.
Damn, Christina.
Nice work, Christina.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, let's go through this really quick. The U.S. state that's home to the largest national park in the United States, Alaska.
Really?
Yes, this park, it is bigger than Yellowstone and Yosemite combined.
Well, yeah, duh.
Yes. We had the final Olympic event that Michael Phelps swam. He swam the butterfly.
I think it was a butt stroke. I was like, I didn't know that was an Olympic event.
Globally, the number of seas with a color in their name is 4. We have Red Sea, Black Sea, Yellow Sea, White Sea.
Gotcha.
The Disney movie that it's set in the fictional town of Agrabah is Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Jump on that magic carpet, Steve.
Yeah, man.
And to serve in the U.S. Senate, you have to be 30 years old.
Huh.
Congratulations. You didn't have any political dreams when you were growing up?
No. Shockingly, I was never one for politics.
Daily Migs Show.
The return of Live Night is on the calendar Friday, February 13th at Snoqualmie Casino.
Ooh, get right into Valentine's Day with a little Live Night action.
Have you seen those hotel rooms, Steve Migs?
Yes, I have.
They're very nice.
The spa's very nice. The hot tub's nice. And what perfect way to go into Valentine's Day by getting a little yachty and naughty.
That's the theme.
I'm sorry. That just sounds terrible.
It's going to be so great. We're going to be live at 7 o'clock. The men's room will be live from 9 until 10:30. And tickets are on sale right now.
And if you've never been to a live night, it is a blast. It's a full-on it's just some of the sound effects are done live. We're going to be doing everything live as well. You never know who's going to show up as well. And the music's all done live, too.
Anything that could go wrong may go wrong. So you're going to want to see that in the flesh. So get your tickets at KISW.com.
Daily Migs Show.
Lately, you guys, my son Barrett has become increasingly obsessed with sharks. So we had the opportunity to go to the aquarium yesterday to go and take a look at what they've got going on there.
Before we hear how Barrett enjoyed the aquarium, so are you making him watch Jaws or something like that?
No.
Like, how did he even, is it baby shark? Like, what is the... How did he get hooked on sharks?
The library at school.
Oh, okay.
Because they've got all these shark books available. So then when it's
propaganda.
When it's come time for things like the book fair, he's getting books about two things, sharks and the Titanic.
Well, have you had him watch either of those films?
Not yet. But we went to the aquarium and he was so fired up to go and see sharks. And they have the new Ocean Pavilion open now where there are some sharks.
Yes.
So from the moment that we walked in, that was all he could talk about. But I did get a little bit of a review from him.
Barrett, where did we just go exploring today?
The aquarium.
Yeah, and what was the best part about the aquarium?
Seeing the sharks and the boats.
And the boats?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say seeing Mom spend a ridiculous amount of money to take me to the aquarium. Can we guess?
Yeah, sure.
So just two of you?
Two of us.
Can we count parking as well?
And you count the gift shop?
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm going 180.
I'll go 145.
It was about 125.
Oh.
Yeah.
You act like you got to go for free.
They're practically giving it away.
What was the part that you didn't like about the aquarium?
None of the parts.
You loved it all?
Except that it took... The part I didn't like, I took a long time to find a parking spot.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. That was me at the Kraken game last night as well. God. Finding parking sucks.
Spoken like a true Seattle suburb liver.
Yes. Funny enough, that was my least favorite part, too.
He ended up going on a rant about how this is why I don't go to Seattle. Bunch of homeless people and expensive parking.
Exactly.
Oh, to find a parking spot? Yeah, that was definitely the worst part for me, too. What toy did you get from the toy shop?
What do you think, Danny?
Ooh, I'm going to go with some kind of shark stuffy.
Like a hammerhead shark?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
A snapper shark?
Pretty cool.
All right, yeah, sure.
It's the little gripper thing, you know, where it chomps at the end. It's like a grabber gripper thing. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That was what it was. But it was only like $13, so that was fairly inexpensive on the entire day.
The aquarium is so expensive that if something is like under $20, you're like, oh, this is like free.
Right? I was like, let's get two. But here's the best part, though. So he's so obsessed with sharks right now that when we walked in, they tell you budget about 2 hours for this visit, 2 or so hours. The moment we walked in, he's like, where are these sharks? And I'm like, buddy, we're going to go over here to the touch pools. Okay, cool. I touched the thing. Where's the sharks? I'm like, okay, well, let's go over here and look at the jellyfish. Okay, cool. I saw the jellyfish. Where are the sharks?
So he was just pleasing you. Like, he was just appeasing you to, like, okay, I'll touch a starfish. Okay,
yes.
I'll do this. Okay, I'll look at the sea otters.
Were we went to the otter. The otters were out. The seals were out. Everything was out. And Barrett could give an F. He was just so hell-bent on seeing these damn sharks.
And I will say that the Seattle Aquarium is severely lacking in sharks. There's, like, two, like, in the entire aquarium.
Danny, his level of disappointment when he saw, like, maybe three sharks was... It was glaringly obvious.
I was like, we're in Seattle. Like, there should be a whole shark exhibit. When I first moved here, I speak from an aquarium membership holder, okay?
Ooh.
And, you know, at that point, I'm like, what are we doing, guys? Like, there's sharks in Albuquerque.
I had no problem with the amount of sharks that I saw at the aquarium. I was more disappointed that the sea otters weren't out when we went.
Oh, they were very cute yesterday.
We saw like
Steve.
Three or four sharks. I was like, I don't need to see any more sharks than that. I wasn't expecting like, okay, I need 30 sharks.
I think Barrett was expecting to see about 30 sharks. They were rehabbing this one leopard shark though that was pretty cool in one of the little medical pools. So that was pretty neat. But I could just tell he was like, where are the rest of the sharks?
What about stingrays? Do you like the stingrays?
I mean, I was excited about them. I'm like, look, they look like they're smiling. They're so cute underneath.
And they're massive.
They're huge. But
yeah. Jellyfish exhibit.
I thought it was great. Yeah. Barrett was like, where's more sharks, please? But we had a blast. It was
so fun.
Well,
I think that maybe you should let him watch Jaws and see how he feels about sharks after that.
Or Shark Tank,
yeah.
Great ideas, guys.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a fabulous chat online. Well, I guess it's not so fabulous because it's making us feel old. It's talking about now obsolete skills that we have as adults of a certain age that we'll never forget how to do, but these skills are just no longer needed in society.
Just because of how technology is and how the world has evolved that we don't even use these things anymore.
So let's go straight to the comments.
So we found a few of these comments, and we figured who better read them than someone that sadly is no longer with us, but when he was with us, he was kind of cranky, and he was getting older, and that's Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
All right, so you're ready for the first comment about things that are obsolete now, but we all still have a certain set of skills when it comes to them.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Programming a VCR.
Mm-hmm.
I was terrible at that.
You were?
I knew how to do it. I would always forget to program. So I was a big fan of the TV show Lost.
Yeah.
And I used to, for whatever reason, I can't remember. Maybe it was on later on in the night and I was working morning radio. I was like, you know what? I'll set my VCR to record it. And I forgot to record it for an episode or two. And it's just like that show was confusing as it was if you watched every episode. But if you missed an episode, even their little like recap wasn't enough. And I finally just had to give up on Lost.
So if you missed an episode, you were lost?
Okay, yes, thanks. Yes, I was.
Making brown paper bag book covers for school books.
Now, yeah, that was for the people who didn't have a lot of money, myself included.
That was myself included. Yeah. I used to love that. And then you could draw art on it and write the name of the boy you had a crush on.
I still don't know how to do that.
Like, how to make them?
That was never a skill that I learned how to do.
I knew I couldn't do it now. But I remember back in the day, get one of those like brown paper bags.
Yep.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Got it done. I wasn't writing the boy who had a crush on, but I would put all my favorite metal bands, like
aww,
Metallica, Slayer, and I would write them all out on there, which was very rebellious when you go to
edgy.
Well, I was going to a Catholic all-boys high school. I was pretty badass,
God,
if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Danny, did you get the ones that were already pre-made?
No, my mom would do it for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was poor as well, Steve. I just never learned the skill.
The pre-made ones were always kind of funny.
I never had one of the pre-made ones.
Me neither, but there were kids in our school that did.
Lucky.
And they would brag about it. No, didn't care either.
Writing a check.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had a checkbook in years. But there was a time, I feel like I was one of the last ones to get rid of my checkbook.
No, we still got it going on in our household.
You do?
The other day we got a bill. Also, odd that like we got a bill from a place and they're like, either call us to pay for it or send us a check. I'm like, you don't have a website that I can just do this on? And my wife's like, oh, no big deal. Apparently she writes checks all the time when it comes paying certain bills, like the Nordstrom bill, like for her credit card and for this place as well. She's just like, whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm like, wait a second. We still have checks in this house?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Also, so she's the old lady that holds up the whole grocery store?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. She's not that bad, although that would be pretty hilarious. I got to convince her to do that one of these days.
Just for one time.
Pull out a checkbook and write a check at the grocery store, especially at her age.
And will you just videotape it and see what people behind are doing with their faces?
Oh, I bet there'll be a lot of eyes rolling.
Setting up two VCRs so that you can make a copy of a movie from the video store.
You got to remember to put the tape over the tab.
Yes.
Sometimes if you want to record over something, you're not supposed to record over.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We did that also with like records too. Like, hey, can I borrow your album so I can make a copy? This is before like, you know. Yeah.
So insane.
That is funny though. Do you remember the VCR that had the two... that you could actually put two VHS tapes in?
That was getting bougie.
It's crazy. Yeah, you don't need that skill anymore.
Rewinding cassettes with a pencil.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tighten it up, baby.
Loading a 35mm camera and even developing the film.
There was like a certain level of excitement when you knew your pictures were ready.
Oh,
and you would like hurry over to like the store that had like a Walgreens type of a store. And you're like, I'm here for my pictures.
This is the best.
Yeah, nowadays, you don't have to worry about that.
No filters. You're only taking one picture of everything. Those were the days.
Yeah, you had to make sure you got a good shot because you only had 35 opportunities in that disposable camera.
You didn't know if someone had blinked their eyes.
Yeah, and guess what? All of those 35 shots were always terrible.
They were terrible. And you always look like a demon because of the flash. And you remember you had to buy flashes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We're old.
Driving a stick shift.
Don't know how to do it.
I do, but I haven't done it in so long.
This is a stupid question. I mean, like, are they still manufacturing manuals?
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the time?
Yeah.
Like, way fewer, or is it the same amount?
I would imagine way fewer, and it's always, like, the running joke. If you want to make sure that your car is, like, an anti-theft car, get a car that's a stick shift.
That's a good call.
Because most people break into cars don't even know how to drive stick.
Like, I'm not messing with that.
But, yeah, they still got them.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it, but they still got them. One more.
Making a weed pipe out of a Coke can.
Or an apple.
Or a carrot.
Coke can was always the one to go. I remember even back in those days in college, and we would do that because we would never have a way to smoke our weed, and thinking, even the dumb things we're putting in our system, this feels like the most unhealthy thing that we're doing of all the things.
It can't be good.
Right, right. Or even like smoking with like a butter knife, the knife hits.
Oh, knifers were... That was like dabs before dabs.
Those were the good old days.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you want, or do you want to remember the first time sports let you down? Maybe you don't want to.
No, I like to forget all those times I've been let down by sports.
I mean, as both a Seattle sports fan and a Coug, Steve, it's happened many times in my life. Pretty much my entire 40 years on the planet has been one sporting letdown after the next.
It seems like there's always that time where you're just like, and I mean, it happened even this year with the Mariners where I was just like, why do I do this? Why do I like sports? It hurts me way more than it makes me happy. Like, I'll sit there and watch an entire game, even if the team's losing, and I'm just like, what are we doing? Why am I doing this? I could do so much better things with my day. than watch this.
It's a punishment.
I know, but yet I still keep going back. Like, I'm now excited for the Mariners season next year because the World Series is done. And I'm like, why? So I could be disappointed again next October?
Keep that hope alive, Steve.
Okay, I will.
Again, do you remember the first time that sports let you down? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Daniel, you're in Shelton. When was the first time sports let you down?
Good morning. All righty. So we got to go back to 1994, and I am being signed up for Pee Wee soccer.
Okay.
And I don't get to be on the same team as my best friend, who literally lives three doors down from me. It destroyed my little heart forevermore.
I get it. Yeah.
That would be devastating. Yeah. You want to be with your buddy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching that now with my daughter and her cousin, where it's like anything that they do, they want to do together. And I'm like, but there is a part of me that's just like, separate them. So like, let's get this out of the way. Like now, even like, it's great. It's not sports, but it's dance classes. Sometimes like the teacher has them not in the same group. And I could tell, like, it devastates Tatum. I'm like, good. Like, we can't. Not that I want my daughter to be devastated, but I don't want her to constantly rely on, like, her happiness being with the one friend or cousin.
Yeah, I think it helps, like, with their confidence, too, just knowing that they can, like, operate independently of that person. But I think all of our kids deal with that.
Granted, it's still not as disappointing as the Tigers beating the Padres in the World Series in 1984, which is way more and more. When somebody even texted, like, Migs, were you a Padres fan? I was a Steve Garvey fan.
All the Steves.
And it was just as a kid, that was like the first time I really fell in love with a team, like, because they were just such a ragtag group. And there's like even like YouTube documentaries about this team, because they were just like a very dysfunctional group of guys, but somehow they made it work. They were fighting other teams. They were fighting each other.
Weren't they like womanizers and doing drugs and stuff too?
Yeah, Steve Garvey was the womanizer. The second baseman, I can't remember his name. He was the guy that was doing the drugs. They were just a mess of a team, but I loved that team. And then they just got crushed by the Detroit Tigers. Oh. And I remember just being so mad. Like, it was just, and genuinely, when the Tigers looked like they might beat the Mariners, I'm like, not again. I can't deal with these Tigers.
Not twice in one lifetime.
Right.
Do you remember the first time sports let you down? 206-803-ROCK.
So he says, I'm a Denver Broncos fan that lives in Seattle. I don't need to say anymore, do I?
Oh, yeah. That was quite a butt kicking.
Somebody said, the first time sports let me down, the 2001 Seattle Mariners. I thought they were invincible. Clearly, they were not.
Damn the Yankees.
That was a crazy time when you think about, like, 116 wins. Everybody thought that. Ichiro, rookie of the year, league MVP. You thought for sure that this is the year.
That was our year.
That was.
So was this.
Somebody said Super Bowl 49. I legit walked home in silence. My friends and I, we still don't bring it up.
No.
That was hard. I remember leaving the stadium in Phoenix. I got to go. And, you know, we're all just like, Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's about to happen. Then it does. And we know the whole story about that. But I remember leaving the stadium, and it was just silence in our, like, it was just a cluster of Seahawks fans until finally somebody just, like, emotionally just said, why didn't they just give the ball to Marshawn? And everyone finally was able to be like, you're right. What the F? Like, but for a good couple of blocks, it was just dead quiet.
And all these years later, we still want answers to that question.
We do.
206-803-ROCK. Felix in Des Moines. Do you remember the first time sports let you down?
Yeah, well, so it wasn't really sports entirely, but I was playing soccer as a little kid. I was like, seven or eight? And we were playing a game on this field, and then out of nowhere, this house that was right next to our field where I was playing at, it caught on fire, and so we had to cancel everything, and it was, like, kind of a scary moment when I was younger. And so, like, since I was so young, it just kind of put that fear into my head, and I never really played soccer again after that.
Like, I'm not playing soccer. Houses go on fire if I do.
It's very dangerous.
You'll like this one, Taryn. Hey, 1982 Apple Cup was played in Pullman for the first time in 28 years. The Cougars were 3-7. Playing fifth-ranked Huskies. My brother played for the Huskies. I was sitting in the stands in Pullman, freezing my you-know-what skis off. Upset win for the Cougars.
Yeah! Let's go, Cougs!
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.